For more than 21 years, Homeboy Industries has helped thousands of gang members remove their tattoos, get counseling, find jobs, and move away from violence. In fact, the nonprofit's motto has been, "Nothing stops a bullet like a job." But nothing stops 300 jobs like a $5 million deficit. Last week, Executive Director Father Greg Boyle tearfully told his staff of ex-gang members he'd have to let them go.
"We hope that someone will rescue us, but maybe it won't happen, you know. Is there another place in the county of L.A. where people with records and with a gang past can go and jumpstart their life? No, there isn't."
Father Boyle says the program's successful Homeboy Bakery, Silk Screening, and the Homegirl Cafe remain open for business. But with very little government funding and no major donations, there's simply no money for services. After Boyle announced the layoffs, many of his workers vowed to stay on as volunteers.
"I couldn't get from my car to here without people hugging me, and we're staying, we're not going anywhere, you don't have to pay us. But they can't do this forever. I don't know. We're probably in denial a little bit, but, you know, we're just hoping a deus ex machina, 11th hour, the fat lady hasn't sung yet."
Civil rights attorney and gang prevention expert Connie Rice says the layoffs are a tragedy for what she calls the best gang recovery program in the country.
"Greg Boyle is doing what our $8 billion correction system fails to do, which is rehabilitate people so that they don't go back to crime."
Homeboy Industries has been criticized in the past for helping criminals, but it's also been praised by law enforcers and city leaders. To the homeboys and homegirls he helps, Father Boyle is affectionately known as Father G, G-Dog, or simply G.
"The gift that Father G has given us is he sees the best in all of us."
Ex-Crip gang member Vance Webster was serving a life sentence for accessory to murder when he met Father Boyle. After helping him get paroled, Boyle hired him as a security guard and gang prevention speaker.
"He loves you. He tells you that he loves you. He tells you he's proud of you. This dude is a remarkable human being."
Compassion seems to be the key. Agustin Lisama is an anger management and domestic violence counselor for Homeboy Industries. He first met Father Boyle while he was in juvenile hall.
"I remember the first time he ever told me he loved me. To me, it was like uncomfortable, you mean, because I'm here looking at him like, man, how's this white man going to tell me he loves me when not even my own mom tells me that, you mean? But he just started showing me that, showing me how to love, how to be loved."
22-year-old Jocelyn Esparza has been going to Homeboy Industries to remove the obscene tattoo she has scrawled under her eyes.
"You know, there's generations and more generations that need help, you know? If Homeboys was to close, man, there'll be no more hope."
Hoping for a miracle, the homeboys and homegirls are now appealing to everyone with money they can think of. They even have a Facebook campaign to get Father G on Oprah.
"We're going to stick by Father G's side. He helped us when we needed him, and now he needs us, and we'll be here till the wheels fall off."
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.